Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and it's time for the penultimate perfect 10 of the week. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. It's Thursday, so how are your scores looking? If you've played along since Monday, well done. You should have a score by now of a potential 30 out of 30. And if you've missed any of this week's quizzes, then you can always go back, check them out, and build up your weekly score doing just that. Well, today is the 7th of March, and it was on this day in 2010 that Catherine Bigelow became the first woman to win a Best Director Oscar. The award was for her film The Hurt Locker, and other successes that night included a Best Actress Oscar for Sandra Bullock and a Best Actor Award for Jeff Bridges. Will you feel like an award winner today? Well, it's time to find out, because here come your questions for today's Perfect 10. Question one is your starter for a perfect 10. You're gonna need a bigger boat is a very famous line from which 1975 movie? It's a famous line from a famous movie, but do you know the answer? Question two is our new round, Clues in the News. We're about to head to the Perfect 10 newsroom, where you will hear a fictional bulletin which contains clues to the title of a 1984 UK number one single. But can you work out the name of the single? That's what I'm after. Here comes the clip.
A woman has been accused of acting irresponsibly by speaking in quiet, hushed tones without caring who hears. Members of the public have been warned to approach with caution.
Can you figure out from the clues in the news the name of that famous song? Question three now is time for Carol Lateral Thinking, and today it's all about letters. Here's a sequence of letters. E-O-E-R-E-X. Which of these letters could come next? N or O? I'll give you a clue for this one. Each one is the last letter of something. So have a little think. See if you can come up with the right answer. And remember, you can always pause or rewind if you want some extra time to score that point. When you're ready to move on, I'll be waiting. It's question four, and time to put your memory to the test now. So listen up, listen good, listen closely, as a question will follow. Today, we're turning on the telly.
Welcome to Perfect TV. All of your favourite shows, all of the time. Here is what we have coming up this afternoon. At 2 p.m, we are heading to Albert Square for a double bill of classic EastEnders. I wonder what the Mitchell brothers are up to today. At 3 p.m, we are going back to the swinging 60s and joining the local Bobbies on the beat for an episode of Heartbeat. At 4 p.m, it is the first of two episodes of Dad's Army. Hopefully Pike isn't being a stupid boy. 5 p.m. starts our run of classic quiz shows, beginning with a Les Dennis-fronted episode of Family Fortunes. Then at 5:30 p.m, we will be saying what we see with Catchphrase. Then at 6, we will be at the Hockey for Bullseye.
Well, I hope you're paying attention, as here comes your question. What time does the first episode of Dad's Army begin? There are a lot of great shows mentioned there, but can you remember what time Dad's Army was due to begin? As always, I'll give you the answers after today's final question. Questions 5, 6 and 7 are all part of the same family. We call them the three Fs, the frivolous, familiar and fun set of questions. So here's question 5. In the Bible, who was swallowed by a great fish? Who was it? Hopefully it's a nice, easy start to the three Fs. Question 6, time for some art. Campbell's Soup Cans is a 1962 artwork by which very famous artist? Do you know the answer to that? Question 7, and it's time for some sport. AP McCoy is a famous name In which sport? I think quite a few of you will know that. AP McCoy. Moving on to question 8. You'll need your word head for this, as it's time for today's 2 in, 2 out. Which two letters can you change in the word silence, S-I-L-E-N-C-E, to make a school's subject? Swap two letters and find the subject. Question 9 is called I Know This, because you might have the answer somewhere in the back of that magnificent brain of yours. Domingo is a Spanish word for which day of the week? Domingo. Even if you don't think you know, you have a 1 in 7 chance of getting yourself another point, so have a guess. And well done, we've made it to question 10. The final question of the day, and it's time for your Thursday anagram. Which music duo is an anagram of B, Soppy, Host? B-E, Soppy, S-O-P-P-Y, Host, H-O-S-T. Rearrange those letters and find that famous duo for me. And there you have it, another perfect 10. Well done, everyone. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's questions automatically downloaded. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. But did you score a perfect 10 today? Here's where you find out. Good luck, because here come the answers.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Question 1, I started with, you're gonna need a bigger boat is a famous line from which 1975 film? And the answer is Jaws. And the words are uttered by Roy Scheider's character, Chief Brody. Question 2 was clues in the news. And we heard this report, fictional, about a 1984 UK number one single. What was the single?
A woman has been accused of acting irresponsibly by speaking in quiet, hushed tones without caring who hears. Members of the public have been warned to approach with caution.
Well, the song I was looking for was Careless Whisper by George Michael. Now, Careless Whisper was George's first UK number one hit as a solo artist. Some of his other chart toppers included A Different Corner, Jesus to a Child, and Fast Love. Question 3 was Carol Lateral Thinking, and today we're trying to solve a sequence. Here is a sequence of letters, E-O-E-R-E-X. Which of these letters could come next, N or O? And the answer is N, because this sequence is the last letter of each number starting from 1. So E is the last letter of the number 1 written out. O is the last letter of 2. E is the last letter of 3. R is the last letter of 4. E is 5. X is the last letter of 6, which means the answer that I was looking for is the last letter of the word 7, which of course is the letter N. Congratulations if you got that right. Very clever. Question 4 was our memory round, and today we were watching telly. I asked, what time does the first episode of Dad's Army begin? Could you remember? The answer is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Into our run of today's 3 Fs, question 5, we were getting biblical. In the Bible, who was swallowed by a great fish? And the answer is Jonah, spelt J-O-N-A-H. In the Bible, Jonah was saved from drowning when he was swallowed by a great fish that's often said to be a whale. He lived for 3 days, apparently, inside the creature, after which the fish vomited Jonah onto dry land. Question 6, it was time for some soup. Campbell's Soup Cans is a 1962 artwork by which artist? The answer is Andy Warhol. The work consists of 32 canvases, each consisting of a painting of a Campbell's soup can, one of each of the canned soup varieties the company offered at the time. Question 7, AP McCoy, is a famous name in which sport? And of course it's in horse racing. AP, or Tony, as he's also known, won the Grand National in 2010 on a horse called Don't Push It, and he received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2015 BBC Sports Personality of the Year ceremony. Question 8 was 2 in, 2 out. Which two letters can you change in the word silence to make a school subject? Well, if you change the I to a C and the L to an I, you get science. S-C-I-E-N-C-E. Question 9 was, I know this. Domingo is the Spanish word for which day of the week? And the answer is Sunday. Well done if you knew that one. And finally, question 10 was today's anagram. Which music duo is an anagram of Be Soppy Host? And the answer is Pet Shop Boys. Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe formed the duo in 1981, and they've sold more than 50 million records worldwide. In the 1999 Guinness Book of Records, they were listed as the most successful duo at that time in UK music history. Did you get a great score today? Don't worry if you didn't, as there is always another chance tomorrow. Please do let us know how you got on by sending us your scores to our socials at Perfect10Carol. We genuinely love seeing how everyone's doing. So, I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/Perfect10 for more information.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.